That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast, as part of the Super Network, with your host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
And B. Germain.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
This bonus podcast is a chance to explore more movies on Tubi with different guests. This podcast may contain coarse language, adult themes, and spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Find us at supermarcy.com or at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now for our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen! I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
I got molested in a little boy's room!
G'day everyone, this is B. Javide, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to another bonus episode of the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And with me as always are my co-host. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. Good to be back for another Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And yeah, it's always fun because the bonus episodes give us a chance to have a guest on and they can show us more of the wonderful things that are on Tubi. And of course, it is a early access for the Patreons with these episodes. So they are on Patreon for the Super Network early. And yeah, just thought I'd get that in there and out of the way.
definitely. So, and also joining us is our other co-host, and he is the American of all Americans. And that, of course, is Trash Panda Colin. Hello, Colin, how are you?
What's up, guys? How are we doing? I'm so glad to be on this bonus episode of Tubi Tuesday, and I just smoked a bunch of weed. Did you guys see my TikTok that I sent yesterday to Eric Roberts?
And no, I did.
Told him to be on. I sent it in the fucking Tubi chat. You guys
well,
gotta look
I,
at that.
I have. Well, fucking... I've been busy, Colin. So
listen, I'm such a narcissist. I put myself as my background. So
definitely
that's how I'm doing today.
Exactly, as you should be, Colin, as you should be. But since this is the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast, what's great about these episodes is that we'll bring on a guest and they get to choose the film for this one. And for this episode of the show, we have a very special guest, and that is Andy Gorham. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing me to choose an action movie. And yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This will be fun.
Indeed.
Hell yeah, bro.
Well, I'm very excited as well, especially with the film that you have chosen for this episode. But Andy, so out of all the films that are on Tubi, what is the film that you have chosen for this episode of the show?
Okay, I was given specific instructions by Marcy. She was like, all right, you like action movies, pick something. And I was like, okay. And I didn't think about it for like a week or two. And then she's like, hey, we're going to record next week. What do you want to watch? I was like, oh, shit, yeah, I got to remember that. So I was like, well, what do you want to watch? She's like, Andy, I asked you what you want to watch. I was like, I'm too damn nice, because everybody knows if you follow me on Twitter, I'm super nice. So I'm like, ah, crap. I don't like telling people what to do on their show. But she, you know, forced me into it, twisted my arm. And I was like, all right, you want Jean-Claude Van Damme? She's like, Andy, pick. I said, all right, you want Scott Atkins? She's like, Andy, pick. So I went through and I was like, let's see, what movie can I pick that has like all of the direct-to-video action stars that I love? It's all in one movie, and that movie is Triple Threat. So
nice.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I have wanted to watch this. I've never gotten around to seeing it. So like Colin, it's going to be my first time watching some Triple Threat.
Indeed. Well, this is
my cherry.
Yes. And, however, this is my second time watching this film. So I'm very much looking forward to this one. And I know for a fact that, yes, indeed. And I know he's picked a really good one for this episode. So we might as well get straight to it. So what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Triple Threat. If it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world, but if it isn't, it is playing on other streaming services, but it's also available on DVD and Blu-ray as well. So what you're going to need to do is put it at the very start. And when I count down from five and say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Marcy will play this sound effect.
Oh, I don't have a sound effect lined up. I will.
Oh, I got one. I got one. Error.
There we go. I'll just go. Error. That could be the fill-in until. Error. Yes. That could be the fill-in until Marcy gets the soundboard up. But anyways, but once the ads are finished.
Soundboard.
Yes. But once the ads are finished. The sound effect will be played again, but we'll also make sure to give a time. Yes. But we'll also give a timestamp as well. So that way we can still be in sync.
You realize the whole episode is just going to be us going,
exactly.
Exactly. Yes, pretty much.
However, now I've got to remember exactly where I was. If you don't
anyways, if you don't want to watch Triple Threat or listen to, or how dare you? Anyway, exactly. This episode is going to be fucking baller if you listen to it. There we go. So Bede, Marcy, Andy, are we ready to fucking like have a threesome with Triple Threat?
I'm so ready.
All righty, let's do this.
Go.
Counting down in five, four, three, two, one.
Is it too late to say we need an adult?
I thought Andy was the adult, but clearly...
We need to get Carrie to do. She's the adult.
Exactly.
Yeah, I try never to be. Being an adult is boring.
Well, go, USA.
Oh, dear.
I can't hear this.
I am sharing the sound.
It's cool.
It's just really low on my end.
It's being just mentally challenged. It's cool.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all okay. How many freaking logos we got to go through before the movie?
There's a ton.
Oh, is this a kung fu movie? Tight.
Yes. Marcy, this is an independent film. There's always like 20 production credits. Logos before we actually
need to. Those motherfuckers don't have money. They're like, here, we'll let you produce, and they end up giving you like $50, and then you put your
international airport
logo, and they give you the movie.
$50,
bro. $50 is good for film, bro. I'm trying to film a movie on my motherfucking iPhone. You know how hard it is to do that.
It's not that hard, actually. It's great filming a movie on your iPhone.
When you're trying to do a Lifetime movie, that's going to be hard.
You could do a found footage Lifetime movie.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, Gots and I wrote one. It's it's about like a horror movie. It's about like this cabin that people fucking like go to. And then, they don't fucking
look at that cocaine.
Cabin. What happens is they're. You ever seen the movie Antichrist? It's like that, but it's funny.
Unfortunately. I mean, that's what it was missing. It needed to be funny.
Like, if you're going to chop his dick off or something, you got to, like, fucking play around with it or, like, fucking, like, do some, like, put some fucking circus music in the background or something. I don't need to see a decaying fox.
Yeah, some Benny Hill
what
music.
I want to see, if you're put some fucking Benny Hill music in with the decaying fox and make that go real fast.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just very excited by this beautiful cast in this movie. Sorry, my chair.
This cast kicks.
How can
so
you
much
see
ass.
Them? They're all in camo. How can you see
them? I'm reading their names. And that is Michael Dry White. I'm
reading.
Sure.
I'm watching a movie. I don't need to read. I don't even know who's in this movie.
My boyfriend Boyka in this movie.
Oh boy.
You're fucking up my shit. I told you I will fuck you up. Get off my shit. Not today, motherfucker. Not today.
Mersh and Freddie are like wanting to win an award 2 years in a row with their interruptions.
Yep. But they don't realize with the running joke award for the 2B Tuesdays podcast, that running joke can only ever win once. And that's it.
Don't tell the animals that.
Mersh,
hello,
I'll spray the fuck he's got the
water, water spray.
Get down.
I'm pretty lucky. My dog will not come downstairs. He won't walk down the stairs at all. I carry him down. He runs right back up. So I don't have to worry about it.
You're lucky. Freddy is at my feet under the desk crying.
Get down. Now. Get down.
I feel sorry for him. Spray him with a water bottle too.
It works.
Just spray everybody with my water bottle.
I spray
my kids. Okay, so I'm going to guess this mission is going to go wrong.
You'll see.
Opening missions, did they ever go correctly?
Never.
Sometimes.
I don't think a movie can even happen if an opening mission goes correctly, because then where do you go from there? If there's no movie. You literally just watched the whole thing. Yeah.
That's right. What really? Where grunting. Is Scott Adkins, the boyka? Where is he, my comrade?
Oh, he did.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, the smoke's gonna come out of that fucking throat now.
Yeah, there's that a lot escalated of good squid quickly. Work in this one. Yeah, it goes from zero to throat slit.
Is that Carl Weathers?
No.
Was that Chinese Carl Weathers?
Maybe. R.I.P. Carl Weathers.
R.I.P. Carl Weathers.
I'm still very sad.
We lost a great one.
God's cock. Ew.
Indeed.
I mean, fucking Ivan Drago, bro. Why'd you gotta punch his ass out? Come on now. I'm glad Rocky beat you. I'm glad for America.
America.
We just met one of the most charismatic action stars working today.
Yes.
Yes.
I love Iko Uwais. He's a very unique screen presence. He doesn't like carry himself like a big badass. He's very quiet. But man,
he is a fucking badass.
Hands and feet. Yes, he is.
I mean, listen.
Does this dude come back as a ghost?
Yes. Listen.
I hope so.
When the Raid, this was before the Raid had actually officially come out, I got to go to a critic screening right after it debuted. And when I put my review up, literally every single person associated with that movie was sharing it, was contacting me. It was insane. So I am always going to love anybody that is in the Raid. They showed me all the love and it was beautiful. And if the Raid is ever on Tubi, we'll watch it. Oh, well, no. Toby, why are you here, mate?
Well, I had to be here because I have new friends. Yes, I can come on these bonus episodes. And I just gotta say, I got friends now because everyone's dying in the scene. They're all here with me in the afterlife.
All these guys, Toby, are coming to see you in the afterlife.
Exactly. So
you know what?
Excited.
You could make the Ghost Expendables.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, I've already organized that now. Where I've already made my Ghost Expendables movie. It's going to have John Wayne. It's going to have
all these problematic people.
I mean, to be fair, all the best action stars are problematic.
I mean, are you going to have Sean Connery?
Sean Connery's going to be there. Bruce
Roger
Lee's going to be there.
Up.
Buster Keaton's going to be there. And also, because we need a little bit of a female flavor, Betty Davis is going to be there, but she's going to use her acid tongue to take down the bad guys.
So, with the Ghost Expendables, I don't know what I was going to ask. I actually forgot after you said that, Toby. Thanks, mate. I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, anyway, though.
I had a smart idea, but then it's gone.
That's all right, boss. Yeah, I'll come back later in the movie to explain it to you. But
cheers,
I think you're going because I got to... Yes.
Yes.
Nothing.
Oh!
I forgot, buddy.
I have that effect on people. But anyways, though, I better get going because I got the Ghost Expendables movie to make. But I'll see you all later. Bye.
We'll hear about it later. So, all right.
Wait to hear about it.
All right, because we got some Michael Jai White right now, and he's fucking the coolest ever.
Yep.
What's everybody's like favorite movie with him?
Oh.
Like, is it weird if I say I kind of love Spawn, even though it's not a great movie? But Michael Jai White fucking kicks ass, man. Like,
yep.
I would say Spawn and probably Undisputed 2 are like my favorite Michael Jai White. Kind of predictable, but whatever.
Now, are we talking about...
to mention Black Dynamite and the animated Black Dynamite. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, Black Dynamite absolutely rules.
Now, are we talking about...
Watch the animated show, for real. Black Dynamite animated is fucking cool.
Now, are we talking about Michael Jai
White? They have
White
the orphanage.
Yes. Well, I'm trying to say, Marcy, but you keep
interrupting me. I'm doing a colon.
Exactly. But I was saying, now, does it have to count if he's the lead or a supporting character?
I don't think it... any Michael Jai White role.
Okay. Well, I do love him in The Dark Knight, even though it's only a small part.
I mean, that is cool.
I also love him in Dragged Across Concrete as well.
I still need to see that.
Mm-hmm. Hello,
is
I'm
that
not...
guy Aussie or British?
Hello,
was he in Dark Knight? Was he one of the guys that Joker killed with?
Yes, with the
pencil tree.
The pencil tree.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, that's my favorite movie. That's the only one I know now. So cool.
Oh, I mean, Joey, underrated. Gross. An underrated Michael Jai White is Blood and Bone.
Definitely.
That is badass. And my DVD signed, but it's not signed for Michael Jai White because I haven't met him yet. One day.
I met him.
Well, fuck off, Bede.
Well, I got a photo with him too. So
Ooh,
there
I'm
going
to put my head on your head and say I got a photo with him. Is this Scott Adkins?
Yes, it most certainly is. In his like best caveman impersonation.
I mean, hello.
I like how basically.
That's not my. That's not my basement. He escaped. Sorry.
I like how. That's all right. Well, I like how basically Scott Adkins
has
been.
You chained him up, Marcy? Why would you chain him up, bro?
Because he's really boy nice. Guy. He's the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, but look at him. He. That's like Jason Lee buff as shit.
This is not far off the
Oh, he's dead.
He looks like Rambo. Oh shit, ouch.
Dude, Scott Adkins could be new Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like that. Anybody could.
Look at that.
I like how
I'm not gay or anything, but that is an attractive fucking man right there.
Oh, it is. Just wait till he cuts his hair too. Woo.
Oh,
well, I was going to say...
Does he need a sponge bath? Because I'm offering my services.
Was that Chris Pratt? Oh!
Oh, that escalated quickly.
Oh, my God. Yep. Yeah, Jesus. Why are you doing that fucking Chinese Carl Weathers? What are you doing?
I was going to say...
Sorry.
Which I've been trying to say for about 10 minutes now.
yes. Like every episode.
I like how basically Scott Adkins is a prisoner in this camp. I don't know for how long, and yet he's still buff as shit.
That's because he works out in solitary.
Yeah, he just does crunches and push-ups and pull-ups all day long.
Yes.
You've seen on the spilt of the movies, he does lots of sexy working out in the prison.
Yes. And Boyka.
Boyka
so,
is comrade number one.
But you were wrong. They actually completed their mission. They got him out. So the
they did, but all these people died.
You gotta get.
These, I mean, you're
when you need your bad guy leader out, you don't care how many people die in the process.
I mean, that's
you
fair. But yeah, is Scott Adkins Russian in this movie?
No, he's British. I'll spoil that for you. He gets to use his
legit. Oh, does he use his normal accent?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever the sound was. Thank you. 1255. What is this show?
Anthony Anderson and Mama Dora. What is this?
What is this?
Is this another singing show?
It's going to be tight. No, it's another singing show.
One more show I'll never watch. That's okay.
What's with all the people? What happened? I don't play games. What is that? I want to know what this is. We are family. What? Is this a Tubi show?
Yes.
1257.
That was a quick ad.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah.
And Eco looking all jacked.
Dude. Does he always lose a loved one in every movie?
Yes,
I think so. That's because he can like really emote where other actors might not be able to.
I mean, not only is he fantastic at what he does, he's genuinely a great fucking actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. Like when the camera's on him, you don't want to look elsewhere. It's really amazing. It's kind of like Arnold way, when they just have a very unique, like I said earlier, screen presence that just you can't teach or buy.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, look, if I was making an action movie, he's like first on my list. With Scott Adkins, obviously.
Yep. I mean, pretty much with this whole cast of this movie.
Like, basically, I'm just going to use this cast.
Just give me them and let me make that movie. Thank you.
Okay, so who are these evil people? I'm assuming are evil.
Well, of course, you're in a building with like, that's all glass.
Glass everywhere? Yes. And this guy's in it's a red room with like dragons or something.
And you only see the back of his head. That's never good.
Oh, it's an elephant.
That's Stampy!
It is Stampy. Marcy, you got traumatic experience again.
Me and Stampy are friends. It's okay. It just scares me when Stampy just pops out like unexpectedly. You're in the arena. Ugh. I gotta calm down. Freddy, go hump Stampy. I know you love that elephant.
Foreboding music.
You know, but I can't English today. Has the last time we've done a movie like this on the, like, just in Tubi Tuesdays in general, was it Boyka?
It pretty much was.
Because I don't feel like we've done an action movie like this for a while.
Well, like a serious one, yes.
Yeah, that we can have fun with, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah, underground
fighting.
If you
can't have fun watching an action movie, then don't watch them. Like, that's the fun of it.
Okay,
I want underground fighting rings. I want guys whose heads are too big for their bodies that Tony Jaa can hit.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Listen, when I found out that all of the Fast and the Furious movies were on Tubi, you bet your ass I want to watch those movies on that show.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I enjoy every single one of them because they're so outrageous.
Yes.
And it's great.
And now there's rumors that this final one, Fast X 11 or 2, is going to go back to the first one and be a little smaller. I was like, no, fuck that. I want to see them jump through 18 buildings, not just two.
Yeah, especially after
I want to see them go to Mars, for fuck's sake.
Mm. They already went to space.
Yeah, but Mars is a planet.
Mars is so boring. Everybody goes to Mars.
Fine,
now.
They should go to Jupiter.
No, okay. They need to go to Uranus to prove that it actually is a planet. It is a planet.
But they fly up
it.
To it, and it's just a giant asshole. Okay, I'm guessing this fight scene is going to be badass.
It's Tony Jaa.
I mean,
is that barbed wire? Ropes?
No.
I
think it's just metal, but it would have been sweet if it was barbed wire.
That would have been, yeah. Right.
Chinese Carl Weathers.
Tony Jaa's got like Lego hair right now. If you look at his hair, it kind of looks like Lego hair. It doesn't even move.
Well, I'm a little scared because his opponent's hair kind of looks like mine, but it grows out.
You're way.
But are you as buff as that guy?
And your head fits your body. Like I said, look at the size of that man's head.
Look at the size of that man.
He's like a.
Oh, this is some blood sport motherfucking shit right now.
He's like a giant. He's like a miniature giant Gonzalez.
Without,
I was gonna say, he's kind of like trying to He's trying to be like Bolo Young from Bloodsport.
Oh, look at Tiger Chen's hair back there. That was the same type of hair as the Doctor had in the Beatles haircut.
The Beatles haircut. I can't get over that Doctor and his haircut, and it was Colin's grandma. Doctor Who month fucking was Nana. Weird.
I know.
But you didn't know Nana was a Time Lord. Oh, I think he's dead.
Yeah, I think so.
He took one for the team. Hair out of place.
Nope. He used a lot of hairspray. Oh, I'm trying to think what I saw. Oh. Anyway, you just continue. I just got to like Google.
What you saw, what?
I'm trying to remember the movie I saw with a person in it.
Oh, well, that's really descriptive. Yeah, that's not what I mean. One movie? Okay, gotcha.
Literally, he's on the screen and I'm blanked. Tony Jaa.
Yeah.
Something he was in recently that I actually enjoyed him in and liked was the Monster Hunter movie.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fun. Yeah.
I quite enjoyed it, to be fair. I'm just having a look at his filmography because he's been in so much stuff.
Look at that Beatles haircut.
It really is.
That is not an attractive haircut at all.
No.
Which is the Tony Jaa elephant movie?
Oh, wow, The Protector.
Which one? There's two of them. Yeah, The Protector.
Is it The Protector? Yes. That
ties giant bones to his arm and beats the shit out of those big guys.
Yeah, that movie is very traumatic for Stampy.
I was going to say that movie should also be known as Where's My Elephant, the movie.
It is Where's My Elephant. That's a fucking good movie, though.
That is the only line of dialogue Tony Jaa has in the first hour and a half of that movie.
It really is.
He's just screaming it everywhere he goes.
So who would you rather take in a fight out of these two?
You mean take like as my partner, or who would I want to fight?
No, who would you choose to fight if you had no choice in the matter?
I'd go with Tiger Chen because he's not as angry. Because he didn't just lose his wife. Whereas Ico,
I mean, it'd be easy really to go up against him and just mock his haircut, but
I'm gonna go.
Then he can kick you in the throat.
The ref.
I'll take the ref. I'll take the guy that was actually taking bets outside of the arena. I'll take that guy.
Right. Yeah, I'll take him.
Feed, who are you taking in a fight?
I'm gonna take on the elephant.
Are you getting revenge for me, Beat?
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to take on both of them because I'm very confident that I'll be dead before I hit the ground. So it'll be painless. Why does he also look kind of like Donnie Yen? Donnie Yen kind of has that haircut a few times.
He's got that in like, you know, Ip Man, which is one of his most famous ones. So yeah, that little short brushed forward look.
Yes.
Not flattering. Not flattering at all.
That somehow makes it work.
I don't know. Russell Crowe did it in Gladiator, but it was a little different. It was messier, more greasy.
Mm. But also he knew that he was going to get his vengeance in this life or the next. He's lost a lot of blood. No shit, he lost a lot of blood. Fucking hell.
Did somebody say Russell Crowe? G'day, everyone. It's me.
Russell Crowe.
Hey, Russell.
Hey, Russ.
I got a question for you, Russell Crowe. Your haircut, mate, what is it? In Gladiator, wasn't that like a huge fashion trend in America?
Oh, yeah, mate. It was a really big fashion trend. What I needed like to do to get that.
They called it the
Greek
or some shit.
Yeah, that's why, because I'm Greek Russell Crowe, mate. That's why I played Zeus in For Love and Thunder, because I have to be the Greek god Zeus.
I'm almost ashamed to say that I got my hair cut like that after I saw Gladiator.
Did you?
I didn't look nearly as good as Russell Crowe, but I tried. I was like, give me that. I think they called it.
I give you props for that.
As you should.
Props.
As you should, mate. It was a really
actually
great haircut.
Wasn't It wasn't Joaquin Phoenix as forgot the bloody his character's name in Gladiator. He had that weird haircut.
That's why I had the
because that's why
he had more of it.
Weird.
That's why I had the killer. That's why I had the killer Barcy because he stole my haircut, and I got it. And then after that, me and my friend Taka went around the world and started punching people and throwing telephones.
Hell yeah! Hell yes.
But anyways, though, I got to get going. Pope. Yes,
there's a fucking motherfucking bomb.
Yes, I got to go exercise some demons, and after that, I got to go to Russia to be Craven's dad and become Russian Crow.
Russian Crow.
So I'll see you all later, everyone. Bye.
Bye, Russ.
Boy, I love it when Russell Crowe pops nice into guy. The podcast.
Yeah. I don't know why people say he's so angry and mean all the time.
I know. He's very polite when he's around.
Isn't he a comrade and shit?
in the Craven movie. Yeah.
He's a Russian.
Oh, yeah.
He's Russian Crowe.
That's right. Russian Crowe.
Russian Crowe.
Who's still in there? There's a bomb. Oh no!
One thing action movies.
You could have saved them.
One thing action movies. Yes. One thing action movies have taught me is that you should never marry or have kids in an action movie because they'll most likely die within the first 5 minutes.
No, you should never. Or they'll don't be attached.
Or they'll be kidnapped and held hostage, and you have to then do nefarious things so they don't die.
Exactly.
And then you tell them on the phone that you have a specific set of skills and shit.
Right. Or you have to tell them everything's going to be okay when really you really don't know. And it's like this bad guy could kill you at any minute, but I'm going to tell you everything's fine.
Yes.
It's all fine. Nothing's going wrong ever. Payback. Yeah. I really want to redo his hair.
So these guys clearly want to get payback because they were left to die by the bad guys.
Mm-hmm. And the bad guys are still setting
bombs. That's basically your movie.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's your movie.
If we combine our powers together, we could become a triple threat.
Holy shit.
And they're like, listen here, Mogwai. We can become a triple threat.
We'll teach you the ways of being a triple threat.
Do you know how to be a triple threat? Because I certainly do.
Yes.
You could be a threat in one night.
I mean, yeah. You could be a threat. You could be a threat, but if you have two more, you could be a triple threat to people.
Right. And we all know three is greater than one, and just one threat, big deal.
Exactly.
Triple threat, watch out.
Yes. I could say all the bad jokes I want because Marcy doesn't have the soundboard.
I couldn't be fucked. I wanted to sound nice and crystal clear on this podcast. You can make a bad joke. I can just say, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, but it's not the same, so it's not going to be counted.
I don't know. I think it's only on the main show you make the really bad jokes, bro.
I only make bad jokes when you're around, Marcy.
Nobody's brave enough to tell you they're bad.
I think we have different definitions of what's bad. Because I love these jokes.
Yes. As you should, Andy. As you should. Mm-hmm.
Just you wait.
They make me chuckle.
Yes.
And who doesn't love a good chuckle?
Yes. I don't. There's dad jokes chuckle. Which are here, and there's B jokes that are up here.
Yes.
Or is it down
B jokes
here?
Are on
sure.
A level of their own wherever. Oh shit! Yes. It's the cops.
We gotta stop them. What? You're being arrested for being a triple threat.
Although right now they're only a double threat, which is not nearly as dangerous as a triple threat.
You're too cool. We gotta arrest you.
We're arresting you for that terrible haircut.
Po-po. It's the fashion police.
The fashion police.
Oh, fucking hell. That's a Beanstalk joke. I'm almost sad
so
to
quickly.
Be I know. What?
That was quick. They didn't even get a trial or anything.
I mean... hasn't happened on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast at all.
Exactly.
People didn't go straight to jail without a trial. What are you talking about?
Operator, I'm telling you. Oh, wait, sorry, wrong movie.
It's a real, real emergency.
You have a message for Colin. Back of the head, guys.
Oh, yeah. Collins, they have a message for you.
They're sending a triple
like
threat.
Dr. Claw. Like Dr. Claw and Inspector Gadget.
That yes. is fucking on point. If that guy should have a claw, that'd be cool.
Great. Now that song, although, like, I'm like,
is the bad guy like it was the bad guy in the cast list?
Yeah,
I think so.
Oh, so it's gonna be like no one major, right?
Not one of the names that you would think of. No, not really.
Yeah, they couldn't get Eric Roberts for this movie.
A bit disappointed.
You guys want to hear a funny story about Eric Roberts? When I ran into him at a local Comic-Con.
Oh.
I was just taking random pictures, and he saw me, and I wasn't taking one of him, but it was in his general area, and he looked at me and went, "Hey, get in line and pay me for that picture." And I said, "No, I'm not paying you for a picture that I'm not in." And he goes, "I don't think you know why you're here." And I said, "I don't think you know why you're here, sir." And he was, and he was like, "Don't make me call security." I was like, "Oh, okay, go ahead, call Comic-Con security. I'm gonna walk down here."
I just walked away. But I totally read about that. I read about that on Twitter.
Really?
That's why. Yeah.
Yeah, that was years ago. And then I also met that same
2842. Me.
Oh, me here.
I forgot what the sound was.
Estrada. And he was being interviewed by this website or something, and it was a really cute girl. He had his arm around her, and looked her up and down, and then looked back and gave us a big wink when she wasn't looking at what he was doing. And I was like, "Eric, you're not touching that at all, buddy. Nope, that ain't happening."
That's awesome.
But I was like, "Man, Ponch just told me he's going to get into that. That's great."
He's just like, "I'm better than you motherfuckers."
Eric Estrada is that's one of my favorite cameos in My Name is Earl was Eric Estrada. Oh my God. Ooh.
See, I told you, look at him now.
Sexy now. Mm-hmm.
If he was handsome with the crazy wig before, now he's got that kind of shorn beard and hair. Ooh.
And he's got his normal sexy accent, and it's so fucking hot. Stop it.
Fuck Marcy, you're gonna have to fucking contain me. God damn.
Use program. Right? Oh. Play
the whole cast.
I'm sitting just on a bucket. It's fine.
You too.
Okay, what's going on here? I'm very confused.
She's an heiress.
If you want to, she's an heiress who's using her dad's money to like try to stop bad shit from happening to good people. So I think the big thing is the guy that you can't see the back of his head, and then there was that glass building with that other lady.
Yes,
they want to take her out. So I think that's why they got Scott Atkins out of his little prison.
Okay, so it's kind of making sense. Him.
Yep. If you were to be watching,
she's
it
trying to take them down and
bead level jokes, then you would understand more. But
that's fine. Yes,
but that's the thing. This movie is a total fantasy because it's a billionaire trying to make the world a better place.
That is a fucking
instead
fantasy.
Instead of charging
mate.
Us for more ads to watch shows, yeah, that's what they would
look at his hair.
Look at
it's really head. Until Ugh, Atkins gets God. his haircut. It's just a series of bad haircuts in this movie.
It really is, right?
Oh, see, there's this other. Oh, she's in like kind of a weird nighty thing. That's weird. Or a weird.
Yeah,
dress.
What is that?
She just woke up and got out of bed.
Is she having a Cruella
drinking wine? Yeah, mad at this other woman for trying to do good things with her money. Sheesh.
Damn good people doing good things.
That's not how billionaires should spend their money. They should be buying social media platforms and trying to go to space and all this bullshit. What is this?
And deleting movies
and
from
then running them into the
studios.
Ground.
Yes. Allows them to
have options so that they can get on the right side of the law. Also, Marcy, you should know the Salida Jade, who plays the heiress. She was the blind girl in the Raid 2.
Oh.
Can I be that? What kind of security? Can I be that guy beat and put my glasses up and tell you that's not her?
Oh, it isn't.
In the Raid 2?
No. Nope. Damn it! I thought it was.
Damn it, Bede! Now you've confused me even more.
Oh my God!
Is that Forrest Whitaker?
It looks like Forrest Whitaker. You know, I found out recently Forrest Whitaker has a brother who looks almost exactly like him.
Maybe it's his brother, because he wasn't in the cast list.
I'm going to look this up.
Someone find this out.
I'm looking right now.
And also where that actress was from.
Oh, Selena J's been in a ton of, like, Hong Kong movies and things like that. But, gosh, let's see. I mean, is it possible that it wasn't Forrest Whitaker who was in Bloodsport, but it was his brother?
That was totally Forrest Whitaker. That was in Bloodsport.
I know, it's totally Forrest Which still Whoa! Surprises the hell out of me when I'm like, holy shit, that's Forrest Whitaker. Every time I watch it, I forget he's in it.
I cannot wait. We are going to be going to see Bloodsport on the big screen in a couple of months.
Oh, wow, that's going to be amazing.
I cannot wait. I will also be bringing my bucket with me.
Yep, definitely. Is that they don't have the budget for CGI blood, so you get all the cool squibs.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing better than just squibs exploding on somebody's chest. You see their shirt rip open.
I would prefer to see the squibs. Like, you don't really need the CG.
No.
And they can't be that hard to make, surely.
No, they did it for years back when they didn't have CGI. It can't be that expensive now.
Yeah,
maybe I'm wrong.
Yep. Sorry to butt in. Yes, that is Forrest Whitaker's brother, Damon Whitaker.
No fucking shit. That is cool.
Wow. Okay.
That is cool.
This movie just got even better, if that's possible.
I mean, they couldn't afford Forrest, so they got his brother, Damon.
I mean, yeah, that works for me.
Sure.
We'll make
oh yeah,
Ghost
this guy's just
two.
Cutting down people.
Who is that guy? I like him. No.
Oh, he did.
I think if I remember it, his name is Dominic Vandenberg, and he was like, he actually served in like the French Foreign Legion. Like, you know, he's
Dang.
A unique action star because he looks like he will kill, like, you that look in somebody's eye when they're like, yeah, they've killed somebody. He's got it. And it's yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he was totally wasted in this. I was pissed when that happened because I was like, no, yes. That guy is sweet. He's like screaming French stuff and killing people with knives. Keep him around the whole movie.
We don't have Mercedes.
Loose end we gotta deal with. I'm sexy Scott Adkins. Nice, I need to be
silenced. It's Bono.
Just Bono.
You know who that guy is in the front there? Aside from looking like... Just not from looking like a jacked Bono. He was the dude that fought Jackie Chan in Who Am I on the rooftop. The guy kicking.
Oh, that movie's awesome.
Yeah. He's put on a lot of weight and muscle, but Bono. It's hilarious. Now I'm never going to look at him the same way. Like, look at super jacked Bono.
It's jacked up Bono.
That's his nickname now, jacked up Bono.
We're not saying that Bono's not in great shape, but this guy is in much better shape than Bono.
I like how basically he's like,
best shape I've ever seen someone.
Look, I'm on the TV right there, which is currently playing right now.
Pay attention.
I'm telling you, I don't use ectoplasm in my hair.
That's only what Bede does. Okay. I've worked out that Selena Jade was in Arrow, the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she looks kind of familiar, because I've seen her in something. 5 to 10 minutes max. Go in and out quick. Shock and awe, baby. Shark and all, baby, I'm Michael.
And so was Michael Jai White. He was in Arrow as well.
Yes. And he's been in my dreams several times.
Yours too?
Mm.
In mine, he's totally teaching me martial arts, but I'm sure yours is a little bit different.
I mean, it goes places, but it starts off that way.
Mm-hmm. Crap, you know, I'm going to have a dream tonight, and then I'd be like, damn it, Marcy!
I'm in a triple threat with Scott Adkins and Michael Jai White.
Where's my bucket?
There
damn it!
I like how
kick their asses.
I like how basically like they're all like there's massive gunfights going on all around outside, and yet they're just like not noticing at all until now.
Yeah, they just arrest these guys.
Now that there's a giant explosion in the building, they're like, oh, maybe we should stop talking.
Hey, Bono.
It's a beautiful day indeed.
It's a beautiful day.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. Watch out. What's going on here?
Literally.
The Joshua tree.
Lady Terminator did this scene better.
Fucking Lady Terminator is the shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't that movie still not on Tubi?
It needs to be. We have to show Colin Lady Terminator
things
one day.
Leave Tubi. It seems like Tubi's where they should go to like live forever.
Yes.
It's weird because Tubi will take something off and 80% of the time it's back in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. But I've noticed that too. They're like, last chance to watch this week.
Yeah. But then they'll remove something like Captain America, Death Too Soon, and never put it back on and continue to piss me off.
They need room on their servers.
Yeah, but that should be a priority.
Yeah. I seriously think Tubi and Pluto. Sorry, Scott Adkins. I think Tubi should buy Pluto.
That's funny because we were talking about Pluto the other day.
Pluto sucks so bad. Like, I tried to watch a movie that was only on Pluto yesterday with Carrie. And it just stopped and skipped and, like, it was just shitty the whole time.
I think I've watched something on Pluto, but, yeah, there was a lot more ads than Tubi. Tubi is the gold standard.
Yep.
Like, if you try to watch something on Plex, you get, like, 9 ads every 5 minutes. It's fucking horrendous. It takes you 5 hours to watch a 20 minutes.
Colin, are you the bad guy in this movie? Because they keep saying Colin a lot.
They also keep saying Mook, so I mean, I'm Italian. I know what that means. So yeah, I might be the bad guy. I mean, Gotz was. Gotz was the bad guy in that Doctor Who episode. I talked.
He
to him
was.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Come on. Bono's come on, Bono. What are you doing, mate?
Jack Bono's fighting Tony Jaa.
Yes.
This come is on, Bono.
Getting his ass kicked by Tony Jaa for sure.
Tony Jaa was so pissed that U2 got on his iPod with that album that time.
I was gonna make that exact same joke,
album that you can't delete.
But you know what? That album is actually not that bad. It's got some pretty decent things on
it. It's bad. It's fucking awful.
Am I the only one who thought like a few of the songs are actually good?
It was good. Colin's just wrong, Marcy. It's okay. We can tell he's wrong.
Yeah, you can. I've never listened to that. I've tried and I haven't. I won't Raised go back
by
and listen
Wolves
to it.
Is so. A fantastic song. You should all listen to it. It's on your iPhone.
Not if you don't choose to listen to it. It's not.
Oh, they
killed Bono.
Bono, no.
Damn it! He can't get that Nobel Peace Prize again.
Do you think it goes to the rest of the band or to his family?
But do you know that Bono was actually like the biggest piece of crap because he won the award? It was on a South Park episode. That was a weird episode where Bono turned out to be a crap that came alive.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That was
an episode. He doesn't want to be number two because he is a number two.
All this trouble it's to
number two. I order you to take a number one. Oh, pay, oh wait, Marcy, you'll like this coming up. You guys pay attention. This is a really good kill coming up.
Okay. I'm watching.
And she's from a couple of Thai movies called like Chocolat and some other ones. She's really good. I think G. Janan, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but she's super talented.
Nice. See, we don't need Bead for trivia anymore.
Finally, aww, all this stupid, useless knowledge that my wife goes, yeah, nobody cares. I was like, yeah, I have a few people online that care.
My podcast friends care. No, oh, Jesus! Oh,
see, told you.
That escalated quickly.
Probably hey, pulled a gun and he said, move. Don't.
That was a small hell explosion, though. Like, that gun blew, exploded an entire half a building away, but it just, like, made her just explode just a little bit.
Half her body's missing. It's still good.
All this trouble just so because they want to get him just to cut his hair.
I know, it's all for a haircut, like, for real. Well, he's getting really pissed about it.
He's like, it looks good, damn it. It frames my face well.
I mean, it does.
No, it doesn't. You're being
nice. I'm trying to be nicer
UFC
on this
legend,
podcast.
UFC legend Michael Bisping.
That's not possible, Bossy.
I don't know.
Quick, let's help this billionaire.
Well, it's her fault she didn't use her money to make jetpacks and shit.
She should use her billions of dollars to give him a haircut.
She could spare, yeah, she could spare $20. It's all.
He could just shave his head.
They have great clips.
You know, I will respect this billionaire even more so. She just buys a coyote at Acme and just releases it.
I do not like this thing of making movies and being like, nah, like go fuck yourself.
We're just gonna shelve it. Yeah, like get...
No, they're not even just gonna it's not even about shelving. They're literally going to delete the movie off their servers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it's
nobody
fucked
can risk seeing it or get it out. Yeah,
pirates, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yo ho ho, me hearties. Yo ho ho.
Sorry, fellas, it wasn't me.
He didn't just escape from the prison in Undisputed.
Oh no, my shoe, my billion-dollar shoe broke.
Take the shoe off.
I was about to say, just take your shoes off.
Clearly, she's never tried to outrun a T-Rex.
In high heels.
Exactly.
Guys, it's possible. I've seen it done.
I've seen it in movies, so it must be true.
Mm. It's gotta be everything true. I've seen in movies is real. Just local trackers from one of the villages. From local village of fucking Ninja Warrior Land. Ninja Warrior Land.
I should know about ninjas. I was one.
For two movies.
That is like the
that's
weirdest.
That's not a good Scott Adkins accent.
That was more like Jason Statham. G'day, folks. Oh, wait, that's Russell Crowe again. Sorry.
Jason Statham.
If you come around here thinking you know what you're doing, I'm just going to be the beekeeper.
I do want to
talk
watch
about
that movie.
Protecting the Hive. Just
protect the Hive.
Which is what he does every 5 minutes in that movie. It's phenomenal.
Yes.
Well, see, that whole movie is basically Beat the movie because every line is basically a bee pud.
I mean, what could I want from a movie?
Exactly.
I like how he had to, like, cartwheel over that.
Oh, I know, right?
Do you know what movie, I don't think it's on Tubi, but do you know what movie needs to be on Tubi?
What's that?
All of
Jim
them?
Jim Carter.
Ooh.
Oh.
I just watched that
a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. You kidding me? The skill of, or sorry, the kill of karate with the skill of gymnastics? You bet your ass I didn't watch that.
Yes.
And there just happens to be like gymnastics horse equipment. Where he needs to go. Yeah. Just uneven all the equipment bar. Where he needs it to be. Oh, add me. 46-52.
I was actually watching it. And one of my sons came out and he goes, what the hell is this? And I was like, Gymkata, I've showed it to you before because you're my son. You have to see it.
Yes.
He did not remember it. He must have stricken it from his memory banks. But he's like, time to trade in for a new son. I've tried.
How dare you not like Gymkata?
And like his ego's, why is there a pommel horse? And I was like, why isn't there a pommel horse?
Why isn't there one? Oh my god, Beta Colin, you have to watch this.
Oh my gosh. It's America's father wants a wife.
You have to do this show. You have to watch it. So it's all right. I'll just rip the other one. Yes.
All new project for you and Colin.
Yes.
You have to watch Farmer Wants a Wife.
Well, that's the weird thing. Farmer Wants a Wife is probably the only reality TV show where it actually seems like, oh, they're actually on there looking for love. With the farmer.
Is it though?
No, they're not.
Exactly. Colin knows what's up. He watches reality TV.
Yeah. Come on now.
I will be right back. I just need to grab something to eat.
I'm free all weekend.
Yes.
You know, there's like probably one or two that are legit looking for a farmer to marry, and the rest of them are just brought in to like create drama.
Exactly. They go, oh my gosh, Stephanie, I'm going to go work on a farm. I'm very excited. Going to meet all the cute farmer boys.
Yeah. It smells out here. Oh, it smells like a farm.
Oh my gosh, it's like pigs everywhere.
Do I always have to deal with that smell? I'm never going to be able to wear my Chanel.
Are you telling me I have to shear sheep with wearing my Chanels? Oh my gosh.
Are you telling me I have to use single ply toilet paper? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not shitting this entire trip. Wait
a minute, I know a couple farmers and they really care about their ply. So you don't have to worry about that.
Yes.
I do
but
too.
For the
but
show,
they
they'd only
don't.
Have one ply for the show.
Yeah. And then they get these bitches all drunk and shit and they always fight. It's going to be the greatest shit. Beat, I'm telling you, we need to do it.
And you know what they're going to be drinking? Moonshine.
Yes. Moonshine.
They're not just drinking.
Yeah, of course.
Or you know, Natty or Light. Budweiser. You can get a keg for like $5.
Yeah, Keystone Light.
Stand up.
He is a charismatic motherfucker, isn't he? Scott Atkins is. Man, he just shows up and like you're like, ooh, shit's gonna happen. I can't wait to see what's next.
100 years after, I'm not looking for an apprentice right now. Thank you very much.
Sorry, I was just eating something quickly, but yes.
They're mercenaries. I'm already the prince. I'm already the apprentice in Doctor Strange.
I say you need some help. As early as you suppose. I do like that story that he like when he was supposed to kick Benedict Cumberbatch and he just leveled him right in the chest because he got too close. I love it. He's like, oops, sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate.
Look, sorry there, mate. Sorry, Benedict.
Pretty good. How would Russell I wonder how Russell Crowe would handle that.
G'day, folks. It's me, Russell Crowe. I'm back.
He's back, man. He's summoned like a genie.
Well, you only have to say, you either have to say Russell Crowe or Rabideaus, and I'm here.
Rabideaus?
Well, what it is, though, I'll tell you one thing. If Scott Adkins hit me in the chest, he'll be like wishing that he did it because I'm just going to go slug him in the face and then hit him with a telephone and then. I'm going to get my friend Tugger and he's going to smash him across the boat and I'll be fighting around the world, mate. And also, I'm going to exercise him up. I'm also going to exercise him of all the demons that's possessed his body.
And then I'm going to hop on my Vespa and take off.
Exactly.
Russell, can you do your Italian accent from The Pope's Exorcist?
Yes, I could do that, Marcy. Let me just get into character, because I'm an Oscar-winning actor after all.
That is true.
Buongiorno. There we go.
That was beautiful.
Spaghetti. Meatballs. Pasta.
Pizza. Chicken parm.
I'd shave chill. Okay.
Roberto Benigni. There we go.
Bubalini.
Bubalini. Just like that Italian ghost, Tamario Ghostolini.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Enrico I'm going to get Palazzo. Going. Exactly. But anyway, so I'm going to get going because somebody has to trade those rapidos. So I'll talk to you later. Bye. Mm.
He keeps asking her if she likes his haircut. I don't think that flirting technique is working for him.
Yes.
I feel sorry for him.
Yes.
Me too. I mean, he clearly has no shot with her at all, but maybe with a better haircut, who knows?
I think he might have, yeah.
I honestly think he's the kind of guy who cuts his own hair.
Probably. He's like, don't worry, guys. I got this. I know what looks good.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The only time you should cut your own hair is if, like, you're actually cutting it down to be bald rather than actually trying to style. That's, like, my favorite thing in any movie. Like, somebody cuts their own hair and it's, like, perfect in the next scene.
It's absolutely spot on. Hello?
Because you know how hard it is?
Undisputed 3 is also guilty of that when Boyka cuts his hair and then you see it.
I mean,
perfectly
yes.
Shaved. I'm like, all he's got is a rusty razor. That's impossible.
Well, maybe Boyka, knows he was a barber in a former life.
He is not the greatest barber in the world. He is the greatest fighter.
I am the greatest barber in the world.
God has given me a gift. Only one.
I am
to cut hair with nothing but a rusty razor.
Hey, Marcy.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Scott Adkins, if Scott Adkins works as a barber, he could be known as Brutal Barber Beefcake.
That's so bad. Wah, wah. All of your experts. So is he infiltrating their crew?
Yes, because he knows that they're the ones that killed his wife, so he wants to get back at them.
But do they know that about him?
Who, these guys?
Yeah.
Michael Jai White suspects something because, you know, he's... Yeah. But, no.
They kept saying, you know, Colin.
A bunch of buds having some beers. That's all.
What?
They keep saying Colin in this movie.
To hang out with, honestly.
I mean, I'd hang out with them.
Shooting up stuff. Yeah, they look like they're a fun time. The other guys are just busy running.
Welcome to the Expendables Bad Guys Club. So far, it's only two members, but the other two might be one day.
They're having the Expendables Con at the little marketplace.
Expendables.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
Something is wrong. Your haircut is really bad, man.
I cannot be seen walking around with you anymore with that ridiculous haircut.
Please.
Now, Eco's hair is pretty good. He's got a healthy.
He's got good hair going on.
He knows how to work it.
Look, I'm sure the samurai cop wig is around there somewhere.
Yes.
No, come on. That thing's under glass in a museum somewhere. At least it should be in an art museum.
Along with that weird tiger head, the lion head that's randomly in a room in that movie for some reason.
Yes. And what, Robert Zarr's chin?
Yes.
This is the Alan Ritchie you get off Wish. Richard. Alan Richard, sorry.
I mean, I think the haircut came from Wish.
Yes.
I feel so bad. What if he listens to this podcast and he's all of a sudden really sensitive about his hair?
Well, he shouldn't have got that haircut in the first place. Stop blaming all your troubles on everyone else and take full responsibility for choosing that haircut.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Incredibly fair.
Exactly.
Oh, he's doing the movie run.
Who does he think he is? Tom Cruise? He's got to do it like this.
I like exactly. that he falls, though. And...
He fell, oh, yeah.
This is,
whoa!
This is good.
Whoa!
Yeah, Tom, yeah.
This isn't how I kidnapped Scott Adkins at all.
No, because he's just going to punch the windshield and break a windshield with his hand.
Yes.
But I also don't have a car.
Just let me cut your hair.
It is me, Boyka the Barber Beefcake. I need to cut your hair.
Look at mine. I clearly know what a good haircut is. I will help
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Exactly. You guys with your Lego hair.
The Lego hair.
That is Lego hair. I was trying to find something like a description of that haircut, but that's right, Lego hair.
Yeah, like these our lead guys, except for Eco, because he's got great hair. It's
he's
Lego
got nice hair.
It doesn't move. It doesn't blow in the wind. It's just yeah.
I fight this with Collins, not you.
Oh,
he's gonna fight Colin.
He's gonna fight Colin now.
Sorry, dude. Eco would kill you.
He would kill all of us without blinking.
Bro, I don't know. I'm way too stoned to fight that dude. All right.
you just talk him out of it. Like, dude, it's not worth your time. I'm not the Collins you're looking for. It ain't gonna.
Just be like, Colin will share a bit of his joint with you, bro. I'll follow
them from the. Yeah, you
why
want
are you
some
so
dad,
mad?
Bro?
Here, try this. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I got mushrooms. You want those? I'm cool with that too.
Exactly.
Like, look at my background. Do you think I like the party?
Hi, my name is Colin, and I like the party. Like, no, you do not like the party, Colin.
No, you don't. You live there.
No partying.
You have two kids now. Stop.
Once they get older, like mine, you can then party again a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, but then you're used to going to bed at like 10, so...
Yeah,
just can't be
I go to bed at like early as fuck anyway. So,
oh, my okay. girlfriend. See, I was it. A complete opposite. I would stay up because then when my kids went to bed, I could finally watch what I wanted to. So I like conditioned myself to stay up to like midnight or 1 o'clock, and now I just can't change it. I'm like, all right, I'm up. Guess
see,
I'll play some video games.
See, you did it wrong. You let your kids watch what they want to watch. You get. I never did.
Oh,
that.
I did that too. I but I'm like, don't. We're talking.
I'm like, listen. Listen, I'm over here binge watching. I'm like, listen, I'm over here binge watching. My name is Earl. You can watch a few episodes before we turn on fucking Paw Patrol, motherfucker. All right. Listen here, Mogwai.
Oh, I trust me. I totally, yeah, they got to watch all that stuff. I'm talking like when I was watching Game of Thrones. I'm like, they're 10. They don't need to see that.
Oh, yes. No, dude. I joke around, but I feel like I'm a very good parent. Like, I joke around with my kids like that all the time, where I'm like, oh, shit. What did I say the other day? My son called me old. He was like, Dad, you're old as fuck. And I was like, did you just... He didn't say fuck. I said fuck.
No.
But he was like, Dad, you're old. And I'm like, bro, I'm 37. He's like, yeah, almost 40. I was like, wow, bro, get out of here.
Well, that's
Colin, you need to trade in your son for a new model.
Well, at least that's not as bad as like my 5-year-old nephew, because I asked him, because we went over to see him and my brother, his dad, for his birthday. And I asked my nephew, like, oh, how old do you reckon your dad's going to be? He said 61.
See,
and I'm like, Graham. He's going to be 41. He said, no, 61. Uncle Bane.
Oh my gosh. I just had my 44th birthday Monday, and my kids took full advantage all day. They were like, what's up there, Gramps? What's up, old man? And they'd walk behind and touch where my hair's thinning in the back. I was like, guys, I will break your hand. I will break your fucking hand. Do not do that.
Yes, exactly. As a fellow balding man, I know the pain, Andy.
Oh, I'm holding on. I'm very sensitive about that. I've got.
Yes.
Look, I've got way too much hair. Should I cut some and send it to the wig maker, and you can have a hair piece?
We don't want your pity. We don't want your.
We don't want your pity, Mike.
I see how it is.
Just put it in the bucket with everything else, okay?
Fine. My four-year-old told me the other day. I was on Discord the other day with Guts or something. And he comes out and he goes, "Dad, are you bald?" And I go, "What? No, I'm not bald." And they're like, he goes, "Well, your hair's really short." And I go, "Baby, I'm not bald." And he was like, "Look, I'm not bald." He's like, "Well, you always wear hats." I was like, "Yeah, I wear hats because my haircut looks like a mentally challenged person did it." So that's why I wear hats.
Your hair looks like Tiger Chen's in this movie.
That's why you need to wear a hat to hide
it. Looks like a Lego hair. That's why I'm wearing a hat.
Yes.
This hat brought to you by Altered State Comics.
Let's have a beer.
Yeah.
I really like beer.
Beer? I quit drinking. The last time I had a beer was like a long time.
Was that
time.
Long ago? I can't remember.
It was so that long ago. I can't remember. No, my sober date's like October. It was nice. No, it's like around November. Because, yeah, that's when my sober date. It's been like 3 years. I think it's 3 and some change.
Nice.
Yeah, it's tight. I smoke a lot of weed, though.
Yeah, but smoking weed is better than drinking. I don't know what the sound was. 1 hour, 2 minutes, 37 seconds.
Here.
That's the one.
Here. Aaron. Yeah, it's a Mersh Meow.
These are really fast commercials, too. Like, they're, like, really quick.
Yeah, we might get one or two.
I'm just used to all these other streamers that are just giving you, like, 2 or 3 in a row.
Telling you, everybody, Tubi. Oh, it's only one ad as well.
Get the cash you need now from your cash.
I need my settlements, but yes.
Yeah, GG Wentworth, bro.
1 hour, 2 minutes, and 40 seconds. There we go. Almost, 30 minutes left of this movie.
Look at that. He's in a leather jacket with fingerless gloves. You tell Scott Adkins he can't wear fingerless gloves. I'm not.
Adkins he can join me in my bed anytime he wants. Like, come on, bro.
Oh, more beer, man! They're having a party.
Yeah, I don't really like drinking.
That's well, I don't really like the thought of drinking when I'm trying to run away from bad guys with guns. Like, it seems like that might not be the best thing to do.
Yeah, I don't want to like do my martial arts when I'm drunk. Yeah.
No, I've done martial arts for years, and you don't want to do it hungover or drunk. It's not fun.
No. That's how you vomit. I assume.
Depending on
making me hungry.
You're doing sure. Yeah, it is. There's like certain things that happen in movies. Whenever somebody swims and holds their breath underwater, I immediately hold my breath to see if I could survive, and I usually die.
Usually they're holding it for 10 minutes, and we
and
pass
whenever
out by
somebody
that
starts
point.
Cooking, I immediately get hungry. I could have just eaten, and I go to a movie. I'm like, fuck, they're eating. And now I'm hungry again. Damn it.
I'm like kind of really
hungry. I think
somebody's really
making something upstairs, and it smells damn good, too. And I'm like, damn it,
It's subliminal messaging. I'm telling you, that's what they do. That's what they do
in
the movies. They're like, hey, we're going to eat. So, hey, you should eat too. Go get some popcorn.
That's why I ended up joining the Navy.
Go get some snacks. Ominous music playing, guys. Be careful. Nothing worse than
I'm very
music.
Scared. I'm very scared right now.
I'm already pissing myself right now.
Maniacal laugh.
I would hate to be stuck in a car with Michael Jai White and Scott Adkins. Oh, sounds terrible.
And Iko Uwe. Come on. Iko Uwe, come on.
He's in there somewhere.
And Michael Bisping. Oh, man. Just 4 people that I'd love to sit in a car
with. Well, I don't know that other guy's name.
Oh, Michael Bisping. He's a UFC fighter, or a former UFC fighter. He's retired. He got beat up so bad his eyes all jacked up, so that's why it looks like it's kind of crossed.
Oh.
But he's a legit badass.
Flashbacks.
We got a flashback to what happened an hour ago. In case we forgot.
Well, we didn't see him carrying his dead wife out of
there. We saw this.
Yeah, we saw the it is weird that they would show a flashback to a flashback you've already seen, but leading up to it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But wait, remember when he like threw that like shovel down, he had his shirt off. So when does he take his shirt off to bury somebody? Remember, he had his shirt off earlier after he buried everybody.
Are
we going to see him take off his shirt now?
I don't know.
It's almost like a continuity error.
You don't say.
I don't see those in movies of this budget.
That subtitle, smooches.
I know. And he smooched.
The motherfucking nooch.
He That's smooched just what I did rewatch. Yes. Snoochie boochies.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. There's a cruise.
Freddie's
going
giving
on
you
right
side
now.
Eye right now.
I saw What's that. That cruise would be hell of fun to go on.
Expensive. I looked at the prices. It's hella expensive.
Was it? I kind of figured I didn't even want to look at the pricing because I was like, it's probably, I mean, you're on a cruise ship with like famous people, so it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
And then you have like all the diehard Kevin Smith fans. Like, I'm in a couple Facebook groups
Facebook,
like Kevin Smith related and stuff. Yeah. But like, they're like diehard fucking fans of Kevin Smith, and I can't stand that shit sometimes. Like, I love Kevin Smith, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if I could go on a cruise with Kevin Smith. I mean, I feel like he's doing too much. Like, I feel like he's been doing too much.
Like, even he talks shit about Yoga Hosers, and some of these people are like, it's the best movie ever. I'm like, no, it's not. Guys, stop it.
Oh my god, we did that movie, and that movie was garbage.
It's not good.
No.
I still appreciate it because it's his, you know, he was trying something different, but it's like, ugh, but go
same
back
with,
to the well.
Same with
again.
Reboot. I didn't like Reboot. I didn't like Reboot.
There was a few jokes that made me laugh, but you're right. You compare that to Strikes Back, which is I just watched Monday, and literally like every minute I'm laughing still 20 years later. It's still hilarious.
Well, it's one of the most quotable movies I can remember.
I don't trust him.
No, I don't.
I was trying not to laugh when he's like, "As a girl, mate," or whatever he said. It sounded really Aussie.
G'day, mate. As a girl.
Hey, mate. How's it going? Yeah. Because with guns, you get paid to kill people. I know what shooters are.
Well, good. We get there early. We don't fuck about. We get there early.
We don't fuck about.
That time, I'm sick of playing fucking hide and seek.
Yeah.
Ominous music.
Oh no.
Meanwhile,
guys, there's a lot of ominous music in this movie.
It's all ominous music and smooches and bad haircuts.
Essentially, yes.
Bum bum bum. That's the bad guy, I'm assuming.
Kind of. He's the dude whose head you see. The back of his head, but
He doesn't look like.
I think he's more of a. I think he's more of a go between.
It's Dr. Claw.
Dr. Claw. Oh, get you, Gadget.
That's terrifying.
That was good. Really good.
That was good.
I do way too many impressions.
No, I think you can do some more. I'm fine with it.
Only three of them are good, though. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
ouch.
Somewhere George Takei is listening to this and going, oh, my.
Oh, my.
Hi, you, the Tempest.
I've seen him at a local Comic-Con, too.
Yeah, Marcy and I met him as well.
Oh, nice. You know who was the coolest person that I ever met?
Who's that?
12 men and
Fred Williamson, the former NFL player, and then so I got my photograph signed by him, and he was like, and it was like, I think it was a picture of him and Jim Kelly from Three the Hard Way, and he goes, what is a white boy like you watching these movies for? I was like, because they kick ass, dude. And he was like, sweet. But then the absolute best, one of my friends had, this is back when you still took cameras places. So he took our picture and then he like checked it real quick. And he goes, the camera's blurry. And Fred Williamson looked at him and goes, like super stone face, and points at him. He goes, why don't you hold that fucking camera straight? And my friend like almost shit his pants. And then Fred goes, I'm just playing, baby. Just like went up and shook his hand. And like, it was the best moment ever. A whole rest of the day, I just looked over him. I was like, why don't you keep that fucking camera straight?
Yes. That was like when Marcy and I met Dolph Lundgren at a convention. That was fun.
Oh, nice.
He loved me.
He said I could be an expendable.
Gotcha. Although, I met Kevin Smith twice, and that was pretty tight. He actually like promoted our podcast on his Wake and Bake or whatever.
Nice.
It was pretty tight.
We gave Jason, him a shirt. Jake used twice. He's a nice dude.
I mean, I've interviewed him and met him, so
Oh, nice. Wow. Yes. Nobody likes a braggart. Nice. Go ahead. One up us.
We're just bragging about all the celebrities we've met on the show.
why aren't we watching Jason Mewes and fucking reboot on Tubi with Jason Mewes?
Is it even on Tubi?
Yes, it is. It's here in America. Ooh. It is.
Well, Colin, you may have to pick it for your upcoming episode for the main show.
Yeah, a lot of. Like Clerks 2 is on Tubi. I watched it the other day. Nice. I would never watch that movie on this show with you guys. I can't do it. There's no way I'd be able to watch that movie with you guys. Clerks 2? Anyway,
man. Why are you saying we'd be mean to Clerks 2? Indonesia.
Clerks 2 is emotional, not, man. You can't. It's not,
no,
it's
Clerks
not fodder.
3 is.
Oh, Clerks 3, yeah.
No, Clerks 2 is, you can't do that movie anymore. Like, that movie is not PC at all.
Oh, you're right. I mean, well, yeah. I'm sorry. When I said emotion, I meant like the end and kind of their journey that they go on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of gets me when it goes to black and white. But you're right. There's so many jokes in there where I was like, even like watching it Monday, I was like, that's not going to work.
Right. I can't watch 3 anymore. Like, I've seen it 3 times. I can't watch it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet. I've heard it's, is it like that emotionally? I heard it's like really sad, like get you.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Okay,
like in August.
No spoilers.
Listen here.
Yeah.
Listen, spoilers.
Yeah,
no spoilers.
Oh, wait, no spoilers. Fuck. All right, never mind.
It's already happened, so it doesn't matter.
Well, he's never seen it. So I don't want, and he's about to watch it. I don't want to spoil.
Oh yeah, fair.
Watch that movie. Watch that movie, and I will. I'll get you that story.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's what you should do. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. I don't think we've scared Andy off from returning to podcast with us yet.
Yes.
Nope. Not yet.
Keyword is yet.
That is always the
listen,
keyword.
I'm trying
waiting
to be
for this big
really,
showdown
really
on this
good.
Movie.
Don't be yourself. I don't care.
Marcy looks at me with disdain whenever I'm bad on this show. So,
look, someone's got to be responsible sometimes.
Somebody has to be the adult on this show, and it has to be Marcy.
I'm so bossy.
Yes.
Yup.
Get ready. The third act's about to kick your ass.
I'm
we
waiting.
We should use Zoom all the time.
Same idea, didn't we? I'm very excited for this fight at the end.
I like how we're basically...
plural.
Yeah. Then. I like how basically when Scott Adkins uses his normal accent in movies, like he really goes for the British accent.
He really like, yeah, he really goes. And he's like, what what type of British like verbiage can I use that people don't know what the hell I'm talking about?
What's going on here, Gup? You're in it, right?
Basically, yes.
I'll slap you around and go down to the club, bye.
All right, let's go.
Men groaning.
Bones cracking.
Bones cracking.
Panting.
Panting.
I wish like this is a porno based on the subtitles. Bones
it
cracking.
It might be.
Promise.
And he's going to make it quick.
I'll make it quick.
My soul. Ooh, does someone have a Snickers bar?
Colin, do you have a Snickers bar we could have?
No, I have Nutty Bars, if you know what those are, or Nutty Buddies. Or...
I most certainly know what those are.
Actually, I was reading somewhere today, you know, someone saying, like, you know, like the meme, where, it's like, the meme where the girl's face is like, and then it's like, like, you know, thinking about it.
Yes.
Somebody wrote, like, the face going, to Friends with Benefits, and then they're going, to Nutty Buddy.
Oh, dude, Nutty Buddy. Oh, my God. That is a good fucking one. I should use that.
Yes. It's not Friends with Benefits. It's your Nutty Buddy.
Yeah. That's hey, baby. Fucking funny. Nutty Buddy. Holy shit. Use that in a stand-up.
How did it take us till 2024 to come up with that? Oh, my God. Where was that meme a couple years ago?
Yes. Gun Cox. Ew. I don't want to see
it's gun cocking,
cock.
It's shit.
Gun click shit.
I don't want to see a gun's cock.
What do you have against the gun's cock?
Everything. It's like a red rocket. Marcy, it's like Freddy's red rocket. Just because they have it doesn't mean I want to see it.
Paige, you're weird.
Bom, 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 bom.
That's why I'm on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy's like, I'm never coming back on the show ever again.
Exactly.
Nope. I will gladly come back.
Because yeah. Andy, you realize you can just be as weird as anything on this show.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to watch something where I can bust out my Jesse the Body Ventura impression.
Ooh.
Just I mean, you can do that anytime.
Yeah.
The movie, it's got to be right. It's just got
to
be right.
Ooh, maybe we might have
come
to
on
do
the
like
yeah.
Maybe we might have to do No Holds Barred in the future for this show.
My next pick is Ready to Rumble. My next pick's Ready to Rumble.
Nice.
I mean, I feel like I've done 20 commentaries on No Holds Barred, but that was like over 10 years ago.
Yes.
I want
to
do this
Ready to Rumble's
Stallone,
great
arm wrestling movie. What the fuck was that called?
Oh, Over the Top.
Over the Top?
Yes, yes. Over the Top.
With that little bitch-ass kid who's annoying as all hell. Yeah.
Thank you. That kid was fucking mentally challenged and just awful. why could he... Like, I would have picked those rich people over Sylvester Stallone in a fucking heartbeat. I'm like, sorry, Dad. Like, I don't want to see you arm wrestle. I know you're my real dad, but I got it good.
I don't
want to
drive
around
a truck. Yeah. This place,
yeah,
look at
sorry,
this. I've got
bro,
a mansion.
I got it good here, bro. Yeah. Wasn't his mom dying of cancer or some shit? Isn't that like,
yeah. Well, just
that's why
died
Sylvester
of cancer?
Stallone
yeah.
had to fucking. No. In the movie.
Yeah,
I was
that's what
Sylvester Stallone. Ages. Yeah.
Yeah. He was, yeah, she was, yeah. Because Sly has that like scene with her when he meets her. She goes, make sure that he doesn't become an asshole like my family or whatever it is. I'm like, yikes.
Right.
Yeah.
Not
I
would have
been like, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm going to go with Grandpa because he's got a
He bought me a truck and I'm 12 years old.
Yeah, he's got a Nintendo, Grandpa. Like, I don't want to see him in a truck.
He's got a Nintendo.
Sorry, Dad. Oh. I love you, but fuck this truck life.
That's I'll one still... way to play the piano with a bad haircut.
Yep.
I'll still die, Tiger Chen. I just want to give you that haircut.
For real. That's why he's got the knife.
I don't want my
That's
haircut.
How we got the hair. That's how we got the haircut in the first place with the knife.
Michael Jai White, more like it. Michael damn right.
Stop it.
I think Michael Jai White follows me on Twitter. Do I need to find out about this and confirm?
Why doesn't he follow me? I feel very upset right now.
Well, yeah, maybe it's because I'm cool.
No, that's
oh, he
not
does.
It.
Oh, he does follow me on Twitter.
Well, I'm going to tweet him and be like, oi, why don't you follow me? I'm like your biggest fan.
Yes.
That's not a red flag at all.
Nope. No, not at all.
I just think Black Dynamite's
gonna come here,
cool, motherfucker.
Listen, listen, you know, they're gonna come here and listen and see when you called Blood and Bone underrated. He's like,
yes.
He's like, well, blocked.
Oh. Blood and Bone is the greatest movie of all time. There.
Blood
Friendship
and Bone takes a lot of
achieved. Ass. Friendship.
Didn't I will say my didn't only I... Oh, good.
No, no, go.
Hey,
go,
saying
go.
It's underrated is not a bad thing. I'm saying more people should watch it and appreciate it.
I'm glad he doesn't follow me, because fuck, I think I called him Chinese Carl Weathers.
We finish this one fucking
my yeah, right here, with, mate. Ain't it?
With, yeah, that's really right here, right fucking now. Like, that's a really good one. He's yeah.
Yeah, my tugboat now.
They get so mad that now just become yeah. That's when yeah. You know you're really pissed.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Cinder. Ugh.
Ow.
Yeah, he did. Nobody yeah. would survive that.
Yeah.
And also, if somebody hit you over the head with the cinder block, I'm pretty sure it would do much damage to your cranium. Then just like explode on.
Listen, we've seen what happens when you're attacked by wild cats at the wildlife park. You end up in hospital with no scratches on you.
Well, that is true.
And guys, cinder blocks, depending on the quality of them, they
well,
do just explode into a big powdery mess.
Get down.
So. Yes.
Mm. Oh!
He just had a xenomorph come out of his chest.
Ooh. And this is when he says, you are Michael Jai wrong.
Damn, you're Mike. No, he's Michael. He's no longer Michael Jai White. He's now Michael Jai Died.
And this was the moment he unfollowed you on Twitter.
I told you, Louise, we don't have KSC
like
here.
Get down. I fucking will spray you right in the face. Get
don't
down.
Don't bring guns to a martial arts fight, you fucking idiot.
Get down.
Now the martial
here
arts fight starts.
Did somebody say shooting blanks? Hello, it's me, it's Mario Gostolini.
Hell yeah, shooting
blanks. Yeah, ghost Italian guy. What's ghosty or Italian about these fighting scenes? Is it the dinner table in the...
Oh, yes, Abasi. When you see, they got to put the table there, because you know, as an Italian ghost, we're all about the fighting. And we're all about making sure that Tiger Chen gets out of hair, Akata. So, which is similar to Jim Carter. So it's anyway. But anyways, though, I'm here because I do love me fighting. And I'm betting on this so I can win at least $100 worth of pasta.
Oh, but who are you betting on, though?
Oh, obviously, I am obviously going for Tony Jaa, who's not related to Michael Jaa White.
Oh.
To Michael Jaa White.
And there's Tony Jaa White. But anyways,
Tony Jaa White.
Yes, it's a... But anyways, though, I got to get going back to the afterlife because I got to teach Russell Crowe how to possess demons. So I'll talk to you all later. Ooh. Bye.
I watched that movie.
I hope Tamario made sure to give Russell Crowe his pesto.
Mm. Sure
Mario. It's a me, Tamario.
My Scott Wahoo. Adkins... Scott Adkins, more like Scott ass kicked.
He got fucked up.
He's taking on two people at once. He's like Darth Maul and shit.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Darth. Well, speaking of Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Yes, I met Ray Park, and he's a very lovely man, actually.
I did too. He loved me. Good old Ray Park.
To be fair, I think he loves everybody.
Yes. Did you guys meet Jar Jar Binks too?
No, unfortunately.
I wish I could have met him. I would tell him that I've thought Jar Jar Binks was a legend from day one. But there was a few iffy years where I didn't like Jar Jar.
Why are you going to lie to that man? Why are you going to lie to that man?
Legitimately, I liked Jar Jar Binks when I first saw the movie.
25 years
I
now.
I never actually really did like hated him. I can make fun of him because it's a silly character, but it's a Star Wars character. He belongs in the universe because that's how it works.
Misa, Misa! Mas,
exactly. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You have my respect.
Go listen to the latest episode of Trash Panda. I did a really good Gollum impression at the end.
Ooh, my precious sir.
I talked about how awesome drugs were, and
that's such a Colin thing. I love it.
Well, I mean, it's Trash Panda. You gotta get crazy.
Exactly.
But we're just like, you're talking. Whoa.
Oh no!
His bad haircut saved the day.
No. His haircut shielded that bullet.
Bitch.
Gal.
Uh-oh.
Is he? He's gonna have to deal with the triple threat now.
Yes.
Oh no! Not the triple threat.
They should like bring back the WWE free man tag team championship and just make the triple threat like a team in wrestling.
They have
AEW have the trios.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
go
why
there.
the Bang Bang Scissor Gang, they both like trios champions, so there's like two sets of trios champions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got
the Acclaimed
and Daddy
Billy
S.
Gunn looks as good as he does at 60.
Dude, I've met Billy Gunn. Nice guy.
Steroids are awesome.
Yeah,
I've seen Billy Gunn's ass live at a show.
Show in the last 30 Gunn's ass.
Yes.
Yep.
Marcy, it was great because I was like third row, and it was fantastic.
Oh wow,
Marcy, it wasn't Billy Gunn's ass you saw. You saw Billy's buns.
Billy's it was Mr. Ass.
Are we watching Elimination Chamber together?
Are you gonna be awake to watch Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, what
time
is it?
Early in the
America?
Morning one, like 5 a.m.
I think it's like 8
oh, yeah,
p.m.
I'll totally
for us. We'll see how we go.
For that.
I bet you won't be, but anyway.
Fuck my life. I'm up at 5 a.m. anyway, so.
Well, if that's the case, do it. I think
might as well
it's
watch,
Saturday.
Might as well watch wrestling.
Your time, I think maybe it's 3? I'm not sure. 3 a.m.? They've posted it somewhere.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know, I'll check.
I like that line. Less talk, just die.
Yeah, right?
Blood
holy
swishes.
Shit, balls!
Ooh!
Ooh. I like that he knees the knives in farther. Like, that's even, like,
mm-hmm.
More, like
I see Scott Adkins has played Knifey Spoody before.
he got the knife end of the stick.
He got the knife end of the stick.
He got the knife end of the knife.
Oh, this guy's alive.
He's still alive. What the fuck?
Guy, I told
shoot
you guys
him!
cinder blocks don't take you out.
Shoot
totally.
Him.
Oh.
Shoot no. Him.
Shoot! Clever girl.
She is a clever girl.
She is. Yeah, she just put an entire clip in that guy.
Well, I think Toby the Ghost has a whole lot of expendables now because all these people just died in this movie.
I think he has at least 100 members now.
That's pretty epic.
Do I have to say, when you die in a movie, I don't think you die in real life? Do you?
Hello, everyone. I'm back. Yes.
Tell us how it works, Tobes.
Well, what it is that pretty much everyone who has died in this movie has joined me in the afterlife. But the thing is, though, before you become a ghost expendable, you got to have at least a little bit of, you got to be famous or infamous. Hence, like, I have, like, John Wayne, Genghis Khan, Bruce Lee, and... Now, also, just for the record, Carl Weathers has also joined the team as well, because he's a badass.
That is true.
Fact.
And also, I'm looking back in history. Abraham Lincoln's going to join us, because he's a vampire hunter. Also, we have Maximus Decimus Meridius is going to be in the... Because we have a...
He's still looking for his revenge, so that makes sense.
Exactly.
Still walking through fields, just touching wheat.
Yes.
Exactly. And also we have Jesus on the team as well, because you got to have at least one member who's the medic of the group. And since he has the powers to heal, he's like there as well.
That checks out, yeah.
Perfect. It's perfect,
and also,
man.
Also, we also have a T-Rex on the team as well.
Good plan.
But you gotta remember,
with those tiny arms.
Well, we made little special robot arms for him, so he's got like really big robot arms.
Oh, all right. That's even more scary.
Has Gamera joined the team? Because that's a pretty cool monster.
Marcy, Gamera's a fictional character. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but no, Gamera's real.
Wait, what? Fictional character?
Gamera saved me when I was a child. What are you talking about?
I wish I had ice cream.
Oh, here's your triple threat right now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. By the way, our team is going to go up against Margaret Thatcher, so be prepared for that.
Oh. I thought Margaret Thatcher was a fictional character.
Well, we're going up against her, as you see, Margaret Thatcher, also, and Saddam Hussein, and... Osama bin Laden and also Ronald Reagan have teamed up, so we have to take them all out.
Ah, well, that checks out. Okay. Well, I think this movie is finished, but is there a bonus scene?
No, because
normally when we get the credits, there's like a bonus scene somewhere, but...
Yeah, just go forward.
That's what I'm trying to have a look. Because there's like a lot of... I can't tell.
Just stop it right there.
Maybe here? No, maybe not. No, that's it. Okay, that's the end of the movie.
And it's all Jackie
Chan.
Tubi just
appreciates everybody that works on the movie and wants us to see the credits.
Yes.
Anyway, sir, I got to get back to the Ghost Expendables because we've got to complete our mission. And we're also going up our greatest enemy, Donald Trump.
Okay.
Oh no, don't go after him. He's the worst president of the United States, but
I mean you're probably thinking, but he's alive, but he's dead inside, so that technically counts. So anyways, we'll see you all later.
He does drink more Diet Cokes than I do, so I drink a lot of Diet Coke.
Yes.
Well,
coming up next is Killzone 2, Raging Fire, The Protector 2, Flashpoint, and Police Story
Lockdown.
Now, Andy, are any of these movies worth watching?
Yeah. Killzone 2 is, Raging Fire is definitely worth watching. Flashpoint has one of the greatest fight scenes of all time, and Jackie Chan's Police Story Lockdown is decent. The Protector 2 is fun to watch just for how ridiculous it is, but it's nowhere near what the first Protector is.
Oh, it's got the RZA in it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I said that earlier. The Jizza, the RZA.
See, somebody needs to pick the Protector 2 for this show because it's got RZA in it.
We might have to.
But anyways, though, that is the end for this bonus episode of the Bonus Toopy Tuesdays podcast. Thank you for Marcy and Colin for being an awesome co-hosts as per usual.
You're welcome.
Always.
And also thank you, Andy, for coming on the show and picking this movie for us. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. having me on. It was fun. Great. We'll definitely do it again. And I'll pick one of these other movies we'll watch.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
And also, I want to apologize to Tiger Chen's hair throughout this whole movie.
I'll try to be nice about it.
Not because I kept making fun of your hair, mainly because I was personally offended by that hair.
Fair.
When you have hair, you should treat it right and get it cut in a good way.
Exactly. But Bossy, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Yeah, if you want to keep up with the 2B Tuesdays podcast or the bonus podcast or all the other Super Network podcasts, go to supermarcy.com. It is the home of the Super Network, and you can check out all the handy links to find where you can find the 2B Tuesdays podcast at the link tree, linktr.ee/the2BTuesdays podcast. And the Super Network is on all the socials and all that jazz. And I always forget all these things. I'm Super Marcy on all the socials. On Letterboxd, I'm Super_Marcy. And you can see all the weird, wacky movies I tend to watch from time to time. And of course, you can find After Dark with Super Marcy on podcast streaming platforms and all that jazz. And yeah.
Nice. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Oh, shit. TrashPandaPodcast.com.
Hell yeah. And Andy, where can people find... Damn it, Bush. But Colin, I mean, sorry. Andy, where can people find you on the internet
this week? If you want to follow me, it's I made it simple. It's Andrew M. Gorham. Just look for me. Like I said, like I always say when I'm guessing on podcasts, just look for a big nerd who's super happy to be surrounded by droids, smiling like a goof, and that's me.
Nice. And if people were to find me personally, you can find me on Twitter, Letterboxd, and Blue Sky under B Jermaine. You can also find all my work and all the other podcasts I co-host with Super Marcy over at supermarcy.com and all podcast streamers everywhere via the Super Network. And also you can listen to my solo show, Beat versus the Living Dead, and as well as its spin-off show, Beat and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bead versus the Living Dead podcast feed. So that is a wrap for this bonus episode of the Bonus 2B Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all enjoyed it, and we'll see you all next time, everyone. See everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Remember me.
Find them, we kill them, no messing about.